All right, DeFi fans, buckle up. Today, we are diving deep, deep into a topic that's, well, close to all of our wallets, right?
Closer than we sometimes want, right?
Exactly. Token approvals. They're like the keys to the DeFi kingdom, but just like with any keys, you got to be careful who you hand them to.
Couldn't agree more.
And for anyone who's deep into blockchain tech, which I know you are, this is essential knowledge.
Yeah.
So no more messing around. Let's get into it. We're using this super handy guide from Goblin's Cash as our roadmap, and it's all about revoking token approvals.
Sounds kind of scary, right? Like hitting the undo button on, I don't know, a magic spell or something.
Well, in a way, yeah. It's like DeFi magic wands can be powerful, but we want to make sure we're the ones holding the wand, right? Not some random goblin or gremlin. Love it. All right, so first things first. For anyone hearing token approval for the first time, what is it? Like, explain it to me like I'm just entering the DeFi world.
Okay, so imagine you want to use a cool new DeFi platform, right? Maybe swap some tokens, lend some crypto, whatever your DeFi heart desires. Now, when you go to do that, the platform needs permission to access your tokens, right?
Makes sense. They can't just take them, can they?
Exactly. So this permission, this approval, it's granted through something called a smart contract. Think of it as like a digital agreement written in code that lives on the blockchain. You're basically saying, hey, platform, you can use this much of this token.
Okay, so it's like giving the platform limited access, not just the keys to the whole castle.
Precisely. But here's the thing. Sometimes we give out these permissions, these approvals, and then maybe we forget about them or we don't realize how long they last. And that's where things can get a little dicey.
Okay, yeah, I see where this is going. That's where the whole revoke thing comes into play, doesn't it?
Ding, ding, ding. Revoking is like changing the locks after you've maybe given a few too many spare keys. Better safe than sorry, right?
Right. Now, this guide we've got is from Goblin's Cash, and it focuses on, well, the Goblin's protocol. But this isn't just a Goblin's only party, right?
Not at all. Think of it this way. The Goblin's Guide is like a detailed map of one specific forest. But the skills you learn, like how to read a compass or build a fire, those apply to any forest you wander into. Uniswap, a Verve, you name it.
I am so glad you said that. Okay, so the Goblin's Guide also introduced us to this tool. Are you ready for this name? Revoke.cash.
Isn't it great? Straight to the point.
I love it. So what's the deal with Revoke.cash? What does it actually do?
So Revoke.cash is like your DeFi security guard. You connect your wallet to it and it's like, boom. It shows you every single platform, every single dApp that has an active approval from your wallet. No more guessing, no more wondering, did I give that shady looking dApp permission to my tokens 6 months ago?
It's like a DeFi audit right there at your fingertips.
Exactly. And the best part is if you see something, anything that makes you even slightly uncomfortable, you just hit revoke.
Done. Gone. Okay, that is seriously cool. But let's say I do see something on Revoke.cash that makes me nervous. What are some like common sense reasons to hit that revoke button?
Good question. Let's say you tried out a new DeFi platform a while back, maybe one that wasn't, shall we say, battle tested. And now you hear rumors about potential vulnerabilities. Revoke. Or imagine you accidentally approved way more tokens than you meant to. It happens to the best of us. Revoke.cash lets you fix that mistake before anything .unfortunate .happens.
I'm getting heart palpitations just thinking about that. Okay, that all makes perfect sense. But let's be real for a second. This all sounds a bit too good to be true. What's the catch?
Ah, you're catching on. Well, there's one little thing called gas fees.
Ah, gas fees, the bane of every DeFi user's existence.
Tell me about it. So each time you revoke an approval, you're making a transaction on the blockchain, right? And those transactions, they cost a little something something.
And that something something can sometimes feel like a lot, especially if the blockchain is feeling a little congested.
Exactly. And just to add another layer to the cake, if you later decide you do want to use that platform again, you'll need to reapprove it, which means another gas fee.
It's the price of security, right?
I got it.
Well, I have to say, even with the gas fees, this whole conversation has been incredibly eye-opening. Knowing that I have the power to revoke these approvals, that I'm not just stuck with whatever I agreed to weeks or months ago, that's huge.
It really is. And it makes you think, right? Like, what's next for DeFi security? Will we get to a point where maybe these approvals are more, I don't know, granular? Like, instead of saying, okay, platform, take all my tokens, you can say, you can have this many for this long, and that's it.
Now, that would be a game changer. Talk about taking control.
Yeah, right. Or maybe we'll see something like batch approvals, where you can approve a bunch of actions at once and minimize those pesky gas fees. Who knows? The future of DeFi security is an exciting place to be.
Exciting and a little scary all at the same time. So to everyone listening, remember, knowledge is power in DeFi. Do your research, explore those dApps, but always, always stay in control of your precious tokens.